call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Happy New Year. This is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not insured by any government agency.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5- and 6-inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. And our game tonight before the Wapak Redskins, who come in at 7-5 and 1-3 in the league, and the Wildcats, who come in at 3-9 and 2-2. We remind you, this is first of two games. Tomorrow night, we're going to emanate from Allen East High School. We're going to bring you the hard Northern Polar Bears as they travel to play the Mustangs on Saturday night. Hope you join Jim and I for that one. We'll be back to talk more about this game after these.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health, safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Happy New Year from Liberty National Bank. Hi, this is Jade Hale. Now is the time to think about your 2022 financial goals, and we have a free service that can help you in that process. My Money View is an online financial management tool where you can track your spending, set goals, and establish realistic budget. Find out more at one of our locations or visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank, expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Well, welcome back to Kenton High School, the Ohio Health Memorial Hospital pregame show. Tonight's Western Buckeye League night here in Northwest Ohio. Standings look like this. Going tonight's action, got Ottawa Glanford 4-0. Shawnee and Defiance reach 3-1 in league play, tied for second. Van Wert solo fourth at 2-1, followed by Kenton and Salina. Both 2-2 overall, both have losing records on the season. It's kind of interesting. St. Mary's is 1-2 in the league, they're next. 5-6 overall, they've lost five straight games. Wobcadet and Bath are 1-3. Palata coming in at 0-4 in league play. Tonight's slate around the Western Buckeye League looks like this. Bath travels to Salina. Defiance entertains Palata in the Battle of the Bulldogs. Shawnee hosts St. Mary's. Van Wert makes a trip to the Supreme Court to take on the Ottawa Glanford Titans. And, of course, the game here from Kenton High School between Wobcadet and Kenton. We're taking the time out here in the Ohio Hummer pregame show. We're going to come back tomorrow with the Wapakoneta Redskins right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
This is Brenda Moots with the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton. If we haven't met, shop on over to our retail boutique and introduce yourself. Our staff is looking forward to meeting you. The Depot No. 9 offers antiques, furniture, gifts, and more. Our man cave is expanding along with the boutique. The Depot No. 9 is open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30. See you in downtown Kenton on the square.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital pregame show. Let's look first at these Redskins, who come in at 7-5, 1-3 in the league. Last Friday night, they are on a two-game winning spree. Last Friday night, they did something that surprised me a little bit. And talking to the Wampanoag personnel here, Jim. They beat Shawnee 67-50, and he said they held Shawnee to 30 points the first half.
They're a good defensive team. The Redskins allow just 43 points a game, so they were going to get after it that end of the floor. Just a matter of if they can find enough points on most nights. And that night they sure did, by a real good win. First Western Buckeye League win of the season for Trey Elker's team.
Yeah, and then on Saturday night they went down to Jackson Center. And, of course, they're coached by former Upper Sandusky coach, and they beat them by 10, 48-38.
Yeah, former Upper Sandusky coach and Trey's dad, Scott Elkert. So, yes, yeah. I was going to say, I imagine family dinner on Sunday was a little bit different. I was going to say that for the Elkert clan, though. But I mean, anytime you beat Jackson Center, Bob, Scott Elkert's a good coach. His son's a good coach, Trey. But anytime you get a win over a Scott Elkert coach team, that's a pretty good win. You throw them with the win over Shawnee on Friday. That was a darn good weekend for Redskins.
Yeah, it was. We'll tell you other wins over Delphus, Jefferson, Bellefontaine, and Minster in their first three games. And then they had three in a row they lost, but it was to OG, St. Mary's, and Olentangy in Columbus. So their schedule's been a little tough, played some of the better teams in the WBL. Then they had a couple wins over Allen East and Liberty Benton. And Liberty Benton, of course, and Allen East won some games. We'll see Allen East tomorrow night. Then a couple losses to Perry and Van Wert. So coming into the game, they played a pretty good schedule.
Yep, and it's been streaky. Win three, lose three. Win two, lose two. Win two. So right now, two-game winning streak for the Redskins, looking to make it three in a row. The Wildcats looking to snap a seven-game losing streak. We're going to come back. Tell me more about the Kenton Wildcats right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
This is Brenda Moots with the Depot Number 9. We have locations in downtown Kenton on the Square and downtown Lakeview at Indian Lake. Do you have a home-based business you're looking to grow or expand? Do you have a craft or hobby you want to share with others? At the Depot, we're looking for vendors and makers just like you to sell your wares at our retail boutiques. Shop on in for more information and join the Depot family of makers today. Kenton is open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 10:30 to 3:30.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School in tonight's WBL game between Kenton and Walpock, brought to you by Ohio Health Hard Memorial Hospital. Let's look at these Wildcats. They played last weekend, Jim. We had them on Friday night. They lost to Defiance, and they had to go over to Upper Sandusky, a good basketball team, won over there, lost over there, and was supposed to play on Tuesday night, did not play for health reasons. And tonight they're trying to cut down that seven-point losing streak that they've had throughout the season here.
Yeah, Bob, the situation there where for the Wildcats, look, they played a tough schedule. This has been difficult, these seven games. But the bottom line, Bob, is you got to find a way to get a win somehow. No one cares in the day how tough that schedule is. You're just going to say it's a zero-sum game, as they say back in the day. You win, you lose. And yeah, these are tough games, but at some point, you got to find a way to get one done, Bob.
Yeah, they do.
It's not lack of effort. The kids aren't playing hard.
No.
They've run some tough teams. I talked to the coaching staff last week. They're like, look, you know, there have been a couple we'd like to have back, but generally speaking, the ones we've lost have been against teams that are just better than we are right now.
Exactly right. And the unfortunate thing, Jim, is that we have to go against some of the people that are left, like Ottawa and those others. We'll tell you that they, in the last seven games, they've gotten about 46 points a game, giving up 56, but there's been some widespread games there. But They need to just get one back and stop this spree.
Yeah, again, for the season, the Wildcats scoring 49 points a game, giving up 62. Wildcat comes in scoring 47, giving up 43. I imagine this would be
pretty even.
Probably be a fairly low-scoring game in the fours with both these teams. But like I said, Bob, at some point, by hook or by crook, wherever you got to buy, by one point or by 100, same as we said last Friday night, find a way to get one. That's the big thing, Bob.
You are exactly right. We're going to come back with the starting lineups and play-by-play after these messages.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire. For anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. It's WBL night. It's the Wildcats of Kenton. 3-9, 2-2 in the league, taking on the Redskins. And Trey Elkert, they come in at 7-5, 1-3 in the league. We'll remind you that the pregame show is brought to you by Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital. Let us look at the starting lineup for the Redskins. They're going to go with Zach Rogers, the 5'11 senior, Caden Seafreen, the 6-foot senior, Braden Goulet, a 6'1 senior, Grant Brower comes in at 6'1, he's a junior, and John Buchanan comes in at 6'3, he is a senior. For the Wildcats and Ryan Miller, they're going to go with Tyson Lawrence, he's the 5'3 junior. Gavin Payne comes in at 6'3". He is a sophomore. Kobe Quay comes in at 5'11". He's a junior. Jared Jolliffe comes in at 5'11". He's a senior. And rounding the starting lineup tonight is going to be Cooper Johnston. He's a 6'1" junior. To remind you, our tap tip tonight is brought to you by HSLC. One guy different, Jim, than we've had in the past starting tonight. Cooper's going to replace Gunnar Stout.
A little different look for the Wildcats tonight. How'd the JV game go, Bob?
JV game went the way of Wampaw, 56-33, but that was a very competitive game the first half. I came in, and I think you said that Wampaw was up 13-0, then it was 13-10.
It was 13-0 Wampaw. Ken eventually took a lead at some point there in the first half. Wampanoag retook the advantage there at intermission, then broke the game wide open the third quarter. But the Redskins do get that win in the reserve contest. What are we doing tomorrow night, Bob?
Tomorrow night we're going to emanate from Allen East. Kind of a nice venue to go to. We sit at the scores table over there. We're going to bring the Mustangs. They're going to take on the hard Northern Polar Bears. We're going to see Robson play again. He's got to be he's scoring over 25 a game. He's got to be over some milestones of some kind that I'm probably not aware of.
About 7 o'clock or so for the pregame show. If you can join us for that. Said this is the first of two on WKTN. Finishing up the starting lineups here. Wildcats in their home white uniforms with the red numerals, black trim. Redskins in their road red uniforms. White lettering, black piping. The Redskins going right to left on your radio dial.
Nice crowd here again tonight, and Jim and I were kind of chuckling. I went down to the women's game in Columbus last night, and there are more people here tonight than there was at that game.
There is a nice crowd here at Kenton High School.
Yes, there is.
Wampanoag brought a nice crowd as expected.
Yep. Gavin Payne's going to jump it up there for the Wildcats. Looks like Bauer four. No, it looks like Buchanan's going to jump it. He's at 6'3". So 6'3 against 6'3". Controlled by the Redskins. Pulled down by Goulet. He brings it across the timeline. Looking at this defense by the Wildcats. Gets it out top in the hands of Seifring. Down low they go immediately, and a shot off the window is made by Goulet.
Yeah, good set there for the Redskins. Got the dump down the block. Little left-hand finish for Goulet. 2-0 Redskins.
Quay to Johnston. Wildcats out the left side to Lawrence. And deep in the corner, Jolliffe gets rid of it, gets it back again. A little man-to-man, it looks like, here for the Redskins. Very aggressive. Here's Lawrence at the top. Left side to Johnston. He's going to penetrate. He's going to spin. Then gets it back out to Jolliffe, who spits it across the top to Lawrence. Then out the right side it goes to Quay. Left side to Jolliffe. Then down low to Payne. Payne double teamed. He gets it back out. And then taken away that time by Rogers.
Yeah, good defense for Wampanoag. Wildcats are very patient. Most because Wampanoag made him be patient. Very good defensive set there for the Redskins to open the ballgame.
Very aggressive man-to-man, was it not? Out top it goes in the hands of Seifring. Skips it left side, then right side, then penetrating, then dump it back out top. Then here's a three ball from the left deep corner. Is no good that time, taken by Buchanan. Then a rebound shot put back up and in by Bauer. He was at the right place at the right time.
Yes, sir. 4-0 now, Redskins. We played a minute and a half here at Kenton High School. Jim Ho and Bob Simmons on your Region Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Here's Payne to Jolliffe. Jolliffe penetrating. Jolliffe spinning in the lane. Spins again. Off the window. Won't go. Rebound pulled down strongly that time by Goulet. He went up for that one. He's only at 6'1". Deep left corner pocket shot again is no good, taken by Buchanan, and the rebound comes down to the Wildcats. Up top it goes. Here is Jolliffe down the lane, off the window, get it to go for Jolliffe.
Nice, strong, left-hand left. Wildcats on the board now, 4-2 Wampanoag, 5:55 and kind of play in the first quarter on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Out top in the hands of Bauer. Then they get down low. Here's another layup. It's missed this time by Goulet. Good look, but they didn't get it to drop.
Great sequence there. Got the little shuffle cut there at the top of the key. Digging the shot to drop it. What a great sequence.
We'll remind you this quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices. Ball's out top, or on the left side to Lawrence. He's looking over this aggressive defense. Here's a long trifecta. Will not go down that time by Quay. But a steal by Johnston. Spinning. Off the window. No. Payne comes down with the rebound. Comes out top to Quay. He's down the lane, dumps off. Here's Johnston. And they're going to reset the offense. Lawrence out top. 5:09 to go on the Root Lumber scoreboard. 4-2 Redskins with the lead over the Wildcats. Here's Johnson down the lane. Scoop shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Goulet. That was a nice scoop shot.
Another strong drive there. Goulet cleans the glass. The Redskins, they're in a run.
Down the other way. Shot put up that time is no good by Seifert, and he's fouled. He's going to go to the line.
Wildcat foul, number 14, Jared Jolly. His first, team first.
A couple tosses upcoming here for Caden Seifert, the 6-foot senior. I believe their leading scorer for the season, too. Had a good night against Shawnee last Friday night. Seifert eyes it, flies it, and it goes softly down.
Checking in for the Redskins, number 14, Jackson Carter.
Jackson Carter checks in. He's 6'5". He's a junior. That's a nice something to bring off the bench, 6'5". Second toss up coming for Seifert. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. Give him two and give the them a 7-point lead. Or excuse me, 5-point lead, 7-2.
Should be 6-2.
Yeah, it should be 6-2.
There we go. Yeah, we got it worked out. Yep.
Yeah, I was wondering how we got that extra point. New math. Out top it goes to Quay.
All I'm saying is Kenton's playing at home, man. That shouldn't happen to us at
should
home.
Should be the other way.
Exactly,
it?
Yes.
Here's Lawrence being tightly guarded by Rogers. Lawrence, ball's loose on the floor and stolen that time. Here's Seifert the other way. And good defense by Lawrence to get back to keep a sure layup made that time by Walpock. So they will trigger in under their own basket. Good hustle by Lawrence. Got down quickly. Pass inside and automatic two for Goulet. Good out of bounds play.
Yeah, good out of bounds. Kate lobbed it up in there and Goulet never brings the ball down low. Lays it in. 8-2 now, Redskins approach the midway point of the first quarter.
We'll be telling you, we'll be having Ace Hardware player of the game. That'll take place during the post game show. Hope you stick around for that. And Jolliffe's got the rock. He takes the long trifecta in and out. Rebound comes down off the hands of Carter. And the ball will go to the Wildcats across the way in front of the crowd. Triggering in is going to be Quay. Kobe has it into Lawrence. Lawrence looking over that defense. And as we said, very aggressive man-to-man. Off to Payne. Back to Lawrence. Back to Payne. Payne's going to penetrate. Ball's loose on the floor and taken away that time by Bauer. He's quickly going up the left side. He's taking it to the hole off the window. Two for him.
Root Lumber timeout. We're going to get 1-2. We got 3:45 to play in the first quarter. Wapakoneta 8. Wapakoneta 10. Kenton 2. We'll be right back.
These days, we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe, expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School after that Root Lumber timeout. Brian Miller taking that timeout. I'm sure employing his troops to get back on defense.
Well, it's never a good thing, Bob, to give the transition opportunities, easy baskets,
no.
But especially against a team that's as sound defensive as Bob Panetta. And that gives you a lot of opportunities to get him back.
No, you're exactly right. Here's Quay Johnston down the lane, dumps it back off to Lawrence. A little quicker offense and taken away that time, but I think they're going to get a foul called. It's going to be on Bauer.
Yeah, being very aggressive there defensively, I would have been a nice little run out there, but they do call the foul. They give Coach Trey Elkert a little credit. I saw he was kind of motioning there to the young man who was displeased with a foul call, visibly.
Yes.
And he just said, hey, it's okay. You know, relax. It's all right.
Yep. Here's Lawrence. Deep in the corner goes to Jolliffe. He's spinning. Turns around, double teamed.
There's a time to be upset, Bob. I don't think it's 3 minutes left in the first quarter. For that way, we're up 8.
Exactly. Here's Jolliffe down the lane, off the window, on an athletic move again. This one with two people on him.
Again, that was a man's drive right there for Jared Jowell. Through the paint, a lot of contact, lays it in. 10-4 now, Redskins by 6. First and 3-minute mark of the first quarter.
Corner gets it out, then they dump it over right side to Bauer. And deep in the corner it goes to Goulet. And back out top corner. Niekamp in the game for the Redskins. Probably related to some of the Niekamps down in that area. Right side it goes to Corder, then back across the left side to Niekamp.
Yeah, very good patience there for the Redskins. Wildcats making them work in this zone.
Yes, they are. Here's a long trifecta. It's no good that time by Niekamp, but the rebound pulled down by Wapak. Left side again. He's going to try another one. And that one goes up, and that one's no good. Rebound pulled down yet again. It goes out of bounds. Good job that time by Seifring, but it's knocked out of his hands by Jala.
2:18 to play in the first quarter. Gunner Stout, Trevor Robinson check in for Colby Quay and Cooper Johnson for the Wildcats.
Metzger checks in for the Redskins. And they're going to trigger in under their own basket. Quickly it goes out top to Corder. Ball's in the lane and stolen away by the Wildcats. Good job by Lawrence and Payne to cause that turnover. And Lawrence has got it out top, pointing to the other colleagues of his, and out to Gavin Payne. He takes the long three. No. Rebound comes down to shot put up by Gunner Stout, and it's no good. Goes out of bounds. And
they say it's going to stay with Kenton.
Yep. Robinson also going after that ball that time.
Yeah, the initial
big guys in there.
Gunner Stout got the offensive rebound, couldn't convert. Trevor Robinson got his hands that second one. Bat out of bounds, last touch by the Redskins. 1:52 to play in the first quarter.
They go in quickly to Robinson. He sets a nice screen, then down the lane is Jolliffe. And I'll tell you what, that was set up very nicely by Robinson setting that screen to get Jolliffe down there. Jolliffe's still very strong, though, for a young man that's only 5'11". He plays a lot taller. He will go to the line for a couple tosses here for the Wildcats. Cut into this lead. He eyes it, flies it. Nothing but net. Give him five. He's got all 5 points for the Wildcats. 1:48 to go on the route number scoreboard. 10-5. Second opportunity upcoming for Jolliffe. Eyes it, flies it, and that one's nothing but net. Give him all six. And 1:48 to go, 10-6. Wapak with the ball. On your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing you this basketball game in WBL action between Wapak and Kenton. Wapak has it down deep low, and they try to get it out of a steal by Lawrence, who read that pass. Wildcats to cut into this lead yet again. Here's Jala in the lane. Gets it off to Stout. He takes the elbow jumper. No. Rebound comes down to Corder. And here come the Redskins.
Final minute 15 of the first quarter, 10-6. Wapak on top of Kenton on the Rutland Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Playing pitch and catch out top is Wapak with 1:08 to go. Left side, here's Niekamp. He took a couple trifectas the last time, a couple times down and didn't get him to go. And then he's got it out top of 58 seconds. Right side, he gets it back yet again. Then he go left side. Then back quickly across to the right, then back out to Niekamp. Niekamp a quarter. And then he takes a long three. No. Rebound, though, pulled down very nicely by Goulet. Out here's another three. That one will go. Niekamp finally gets one in three tries.
Yeah, it's a spot there, Bob, where the Wildcats meet up too many offensive rebounds for Wapak. They finally cash out in for 3 points now. 13-6, Redskins on top, final 30 seconds of the first quarter.
Here's Jolliffe to Gavin Payne out top. Payne back to Jolliffe at 21 seconds. Jolliffe in the lane, triple team, gets it back to Payne. Payne takes the jumper from the foul line and buries it. Nice shot by Payne.
13-8, Cats within five now, final 10 ticks the quarter.
Lawrence applying a lot of pressure in the backcourt. Goulet does get by him, barely. Then they go to the right side and a pass to the corner. Goes off the hands of Corder, out of bounds. So the Wildcats have it with 2.1 seconds to go. Maybe an opportunity here to get something off. Substitution coming in. Eccles comes in, and out goes Niekamp.
Ethan Yoder checking in for Kenton as well. Going to replace Jarrett Jolliffe. Gave him a little bit of a break there with the final 2 seconds here, then the quarter break. Jarrett, we ask a lot of him.
Yes, we do. That's a good thing to do because you're going to get couple minutes there. Having trouble getting it in. They get it to Lawrence. Lawrence quickly to Gunnar Stout at the buzzer, just off the front of the iron. We have played one here from Kenton High School. It's Wapakoneta 13, Kenton 8. We'll be back.
New year, new you? Freshen up your look with new styles from our boutique, located inside the Depot No. 9. We offer sizes for all body shapes that keep you looking beautiful and feeling comfortable. The Depot No. 9 boutique has long sleeve and short sleeve tops, sweaters, cardigans for layering, and buttery soft leggings in sizes 2 through 22. The Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square is here for you.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. And the second quarter here, Jim, what do we have?
After one, Wapakoneta, 5 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 6 from deep. Wildcats go 3 of 11, 0 of 4 from downtown. 7-6 Jets for Wapakoneta on the boards, 4 turnovers for the Redskins, 3 for the Wildcats. Each team 2-2 from the free throw line.
And the Wildcats get it here. The second quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office. And here is Jolliffe. He gets rid of it to Lawrence. Lawrence takes a long three. No. Off the front end of the iron. And the ball comes down. And somehow Walpaw comes away with it there. Bauer gets it down quickly. And the shot is put up no time by Seifert. And it's blocked that time. And here come the Wildcats the other way. Here's Jolliffe. Inside to Gunner Stout. Off the window. Gunner's got two.
Good strong move there from Stout. Just bullies his way through the Wapakoneta defense. Lays in. First points tonight for the 6'4 senior. Kenton within three now, 13-10.
Across the timeline, it comes to Bauer. Across that top to Eccles. Then across the quarter. Back out top, it comes to Eccles. He's a 5'8 sophomore. Came into the game here just at the end of the first quarter. And almost a steal that time by Yoder. Had his hands, that deflection again. Kind of something that everybody kind of watched now that didn't used to watch quite as much. Right side it goes quickly. Eccles with the long three. No. He got his own rebound. Put it back up and in. That's called following your shot and getting rewarded.
Bob, fundamental basketball. Follow your shot. Did it right there. No one from getting checked out. Lays it in. Back to 5-point lead for Wapakoneta. 15-10.
Here is Yoder to Jolliffe. Trying to look inside. Gunner Stout says how he wants it. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound. Boy, skying his Eccles at 5'8". How did he get that one? Here comes Rogers quickly. Then they get it down low. Then a drive to the hole. Shot put up that time is no good by Seifert, and he's going to go to the line. Jolliffe's foul?
Yep.
That's two on him, I believe.
Team second, yes, of course. I'm just saying, yeah, only two fouls, but they're both on one player.
We have that a lot, don't we? It's like they come in bunches to one person. Looks like Yoder's going to, or Cody Quay is going to check in for him here in a few seconds. Free throw up and in that time by Seifert. Give him three, all from the line. Jolliffe will take a breather. Good move by the coaching staff to get him out with two. There is 6:14 to go here in the Root Number scoreboard here in the second quarter. I want him to get another one. Here's Seifert, the 6-foot senior. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. Checking back in the game is Goulet. Seifert's going to get a breather. And Robinson will trigger in to Lawrence. Lawrence brings it in a very quick move and gets a foul called on Eccles.
Again, Redskins play very aggressive defensively, Bob, but every once in a while you do cross that line. I think it's a foul that Coach Elker can live with there.
Yep.
We got Bird Dog and the point guard up and down the floor, and you know what? You got a little too aggressive, okay, but generally speaking, I think
you're going to get away with it.
Well, the Wapakoneta coach will take that aggressive. You don't want to reel that in too much there.
Nope. Here's Yoder. 5:58 to go, 17-10 Redskins. Gunner Stout down low. Double team, but pick up by Lawrence. Here's a long bomber, and that's partially blocked. Here comes Bauer in a run. trying to find somebody open, does give it off, gets it back, and now top it goes to Eccles. And right side it goes to Goulet. Eccles, Rogers, right side, trying to fake the three, that time is Bauer. Then they go left side, here is a three, no good that time by Rogers. Rebound and a run is Quay, and it's taken away by him, and we got a foul called.
I think it's a foul on Quay there, reaching in after the turnover. Ball going back to Wapnett, 5:18 to play in the second quarter, 17-10. Wapnett on top of Kenton on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Payne checks back in for the Wildcats. Give Robinson a breather. Wildcats gone with two bigs down low, kind of a little different look. They have done that this season, but a little look.
Yeah, right now it's Quay, Lawrence, Stout, Yoder, and Payne, the five on the floor for Kenton, approaching the five-minute mark here of the second quarter.
Redskins get it across. Carter gets it quickly off, then gets it back. Playing pitch and catch with Niekamp. Gets it back yet again. Trying to get that zone to move a little bit. Left side to go, Niekamp.
Well, again, Bob, Wapnett's scoring has slowed down as Kenton's taking away those transition opportunities.
Exactly.
They'll do a better job checking out. That'd be kind of the next thing where the Redskins have really gotten their points.
Then we got a drive down the baseline, and somehow Rogers got by a couple players
and leaned in
and made a shot and got fouled.
As soon as I say Wolfsband transition points and putbacks, outstanding move there by Rogers, working the baseline, bodies up, draws the foul, and knocks it down, 19-10 now, 9-point lead for the Redskins, free throw pending.
Eyes it flies in, nothing but that, and he did that, Jim, not by getting a clear baseline. He had to go around a couple guys. Give him a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's a 10-point lead for the Redskins.
Yeah, basically the night for Wapnett, 20-10 here, 4:34 and kind of play in the first half.
Lawrence Payne. Rumi Adam will be naming an Ace Hardware player of the game. That'll take place during the postgame show. And we got a steal by the Redskins, and I think we got a foul called also.
Yeah, the Wildcats, they're trying to get the ball down low to Stout. Good interior defense, bass the ball away, and then fighting for the loose ball there. Stout gets fouled for his second, team fifth.
Johnson back in the game. He's going to give Yoder a breather. 4:22 to go here on the Root Lumber scoreboard. It's 20-10, Wapaw, Kenetta on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing you this action. They take it down the right side, and yet another foul is called on the Wildcats.
Cooper Johnson's time is his first, team six, the 4:16 mark of the second quarter.
Next one, the Redskins will be shooting. Trying to get it in. They do get it in the backcourt to Goulet. Still in the backcourt. Then they get it back to him, and he gets it across. Niekamp deep in the corner, and he's double-teamed. Back out top it comes. In the hands of Goulet. Skips across left side. Here's a long free ball. Yep. Give it to Rogers. He's got six in the quarter on 2 3 balls. One the old-fashioned way and one from downtown.
23-10 now. Redskins by 13 and a steal by Wapnett.
Rogers quickly ahead down the lane. Off the window. No. Rebound pulled down by Payne. He dumps it quickly off to Lawrence, who brings it across the timeline.
Well, good job though by Payne. The rest of the Wapnett defense get back. They're not allowing that uncontested layup.
Exactly right. There's Lawrence. Into Gunner Stout. Turnaround jumper, no. Rebound pulled down that time strongly by Goulet. And he's quickly ahead. Niekamp down the baseline. Passes out top. And trying to save it that time was Quay. And they said he stepped on the sideline.
Ball's going to stay with Wapnett at 3:19 to play in the first quarter.
Robinson for Gunner Stout. And for the Redskins. Seifring back in the game. He got a little breather, and Niekamp comes out. Coach Elkhart turning that revolving door also. Triggering it on the other side is going to be Seifring, who just came into the game. Gets it in, and almost a steal that time by Quay yet again, but Walpole got it back. Down low in the paint. Reverse layup. No. Taken that time by Seifring. Ball's loose on the floor. And we got a jump ball.
Possession is going to stay with Wapnett. Great hustle there by both teams. Wapnett just a little bit half step quicker to the basketball than the Wildcats. So it's going to stay with Wapnett. 3:03 to play in the first half. 23-10, you're scoring the Root Lumber Radio score. We're Wapnett on top of Kenton.
Chavez checks back in the game. Out goes Robinson. And Wapak will trigger in under their own basket. They get it in very quickly to Seyfried. Good ball movement. They get him down low on the baseline, and they're going to get a charge called on him.
Good defense there by Lawrence. They held his ground, drew the offensive foul.
Good call by Denny Morris. Wildcats will have it back here on the Rude Lumber scoreboard with 3 minutes to go here, 23-10. They need one this time down. Here comes Lawrence. Quay. Long three ball. Yes. Said we needed one. We got one.
First bucket night for Colby Quay. It's a three ball. 23-13. Redskins lead down to 10. 2:40 in kind of play here in the first half.
Across the timeline's Bauer. Then down low. Here's another trifecta. No. Rebound pulled down. Shot put back up. Reverse layup by Bauer. Nice move by him. 25-13. Then a quick pass up the right side. Goes off the hands of Quay. So Wildcats turn it over.
Turnover number 7 for Kenton. 2:24 to play here in the first half. 25-13. You're scoring the Rutland Maria score. We're walking on top of Kenton. Jim Owen and Bob Simmons. Your region radio 95.3 WKTN.
Goulet. High top it goes to Seyfried. Right side. Here's a long three ball. No. Rebound shot put back up and in, though, by Bauer. Boy, they hit the boards. And every time they hit the boards, they take those opportunities, and they got the second one to fall that time, 27-13.
Wildcats seem to be having a hard time finding blockout responsibility defensively, and Wildcats being very aggressive with the basketball, making Kenton pay.
Here's Lawrence. Trying to find an opening here. Johnston. Quay. Thought about the three, faked it. Did a good job of not taking that. Payne takes the three. Yep.
3 ball.
5 points now for Gavin Payne. 27-16. Wapakoneta's lead is 11. First and a minute and a half mark here in the first half.
Lawrence playing tough defense on Bauer. They get it across the left side to Buchanan. Back to Bauer. Down the lane off the window. No. Rebound pulled down by Payne. Here come the Wildcats. Lawrence with 1:16 to go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. Jolliff. Penetrating layup. Passes off to Payne, who gets the layup.
7 points now for Payne. Great job by Jolliff. He's getting that hard left-hand drive the basket several times. The defense sucks in, and he hands it off to Payne. Cats within nine now. Final minute of the first half.
Some of that great basketball savvy that Jolliff has. Pass down low, and here's a shot put up that won't go by a cutting Bauer, and he got fouled. That was a nice cut to the basket, too.
Bob, that's where we talk about fundamental basketball. Again, I can hear my coaches from grade school and up saying, ball you man. And that's a situation where the Wildcat defense lost the man in that situation, quite frankly, where the cutter came hard from the backside, Bob, and the Wildcat defense just never reacted until it was already by him, got the pass, and drew the foul.
First free throw he makes, and give him 5 in the quarter, 9 on the night. That is Grant Bauer, the 6'1 junior. Rogers is going to get a breather for the Redskins. Porter checks in for him. Eyes and flies the second one, and that will also go for Grant Bauer. He's got 10 on the night.
28-18 now, final 40 seconds of the first half. Wildcats the basketball facing a 10-point deficit. I love what it is, a 29-18.
Yep. Across to Lawrence. He decides to take the three. No. Rebound, Jolliff. Back up. No. And he's fouled.
Good work here by Jarrett Jolliff. He's 6 points, 2 rebounds, a 5'11 senior. Kenny Frace, hardware player of the game. Bob and Emily and Wildcat player of that recognition. Post-game show. Hope you stick around for that.
6, Jarrett Jolliff to shoot 2.
Getting ready to check back in. After a short breather is going to be Rogers. Jolliff with a couple tosses here. Eyes it, flies it, and off the back of the flange. Breather coming for Goulet.
Zach Rogers.
Second toss up coming for Jolliff. Jared eyes it, flies it. Nothing but net this time. Give him 7. Make it 29-19, down to a 10-point game. 25 seconds to go. Wapak yet to get it across the timeline, and finally they do. Bauer. Wildcats extending that defense. 15 seconds to go. Bauer at 12. Bauer at 10. Rogers back to Bauer. He's got it with 5. He's going to take the last shot. Nope. Dumps it off. then back out top, and then a throw at the buzzer, and doesn't go. And then underneath Echols, I thought he was going to get a shot off. But we're here at the half, and it's 29-19. Walpole with the lead. We'll be back.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year. This is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not insured by any government agency.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com. Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit everjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show, being entertained here by some of the younger Wildcats of the future. Walpock leads in the first half, Jim, 29-19.
Redskins shooting 42%, 10 of 24 in the first half overall, 2 of 11 from deep. Cats 35%, 7 of 20. They're 2 of 8 from downtown. 15 rebounds for Wapakoneta, 11 for Kenton. You've got Braden Goulet with 5 rebounds, Grant Bauer with 5 also for Wapakoneta. Gavin Payne has 3 cameras to pace the Wildcats. 7 Kenton turnovers, 5 for Wapakoneta. Wildcats 3 of 4 from the cherry stripe, Wapakoneta 7 of 7.
Ooh. Let's look at the scoring for the Wapakoneta Redskins. They have 6 people score the first half. 2 points the first half by Echols, 3 by Zach Niekamp. He made one of those trifectas. 4 points apiece for Caden Seifering and Braden Goulet. And 6 points tonight so far for Zach Rogers. And leading them in scoring tonight, the first half is Grant Bauer, the 6'1 junior. He has 10. Only player in double figures for either team the first half. For the Wildcats, they have four people score. Kobe Quay has a trifecta for three. Gunnar Stout has a basket in the second quarter for two. And two players with 7 points apiece. That would be Gavin Payne and Jared Jolliffe. And Jared did a good job coming in off the bench. He played about, I'd say, 3 minutes with two fouls.
Well, the big thing, Bob, for the Wildcats is you're very right about that. I think he's done a real good job. But Ken Hasby style is the phrase. A guy I always say at Bluffton College, you know, I was in school there. And what I'm saying is that you can't give up those transition opportunities. You can't give up those offensive rebounds. The Cats don't have enough firepower right now offensively, especially playing against a very good defensive team like Bob Kaneda. You got to close those things down. You got to cut down those open floor turnovers. As I say, Kenton's effort's been bad. They're playing poorly, but you can't give up those as we call them, run-of-play turnovers, where it's a sprint out for walking at the other end. Got to check out, get back on defense. When Kenton's done that, they've been very competitive tonight.
Yes, they have.
It's a team like Wapakoneta that is pretty good, pretty good Western Buckeye League team. You just can't afford to give them anything easy.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Transition was a problem real early, and then I think in the first quarter and a little bit in the second. But the thing that's, and I think you mentioned that is very eloquent, is it's the rebounding. You know, the second, third, fourth shots, those opportunities. And when you give a team like Walpock those opportunities, they're going to make them. And we saw somebody take a three and then ran in and got the rebound, got a shot. So
just little things like that,
yeah,
Bob. That
fundamental things.
Again, a possession here, a possession there over the course of a ballgame, especially one like this where, when you're playing a team like Wapakoneta, where it's basically a rock fight. You know, it's going to say,
exactly.
Our phrase you said about when Georgetown and Syracuse would play. You know, it's going to be a low possession ball game, a very good defensive struggle. And you just cannot afford to give any of those up. Rockin' is just too good to give them any extra opportunities. Let's continue a trend here, Bob. Kylie Allman going to senior academic and cross country and track and field career at Ohio Northern.
Cool. They've got a good track program over there.
Signed her letter of intent this week. So congratulations
to
that young lady. It is halftime here at Kenton High School and Spirit Carrier Halftime Show. It's Wapakoneta 29, Kenton 19. Bob and I back with more of the Halftime Show right after this.
Domino's week-long carryout deal means you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carryout deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Pencil Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School in the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. Let's give you some scores around the area in WBL action. St. Mary's 18, Shawnee 6 in the second quarter. Ottawa Glandorf leads Van Wert at the half 29-18. Also down at Mount Victory, the Golden Gophers lead Perry at the half 32-28. Kenton's game here is 29-19. Upper Scioto Valley and Hart Northern gone after it. At Hart Northern, Upper leads that game at the half, 33-18. And another score from the area, Spencerville at the half leads Columbus Grove, 32-21. We'll be back after these.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field, Wilson Tire. For anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh yeah.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
32-19 over Lincoln View. Lincoln View's not bad.
Welcome back to Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. It is the Wapentetta Redskins 29, the Kenton Wildcats 19, getting set for the third quarter here at Kenton High School.
That'll be brought to you by Roof Lumber. We're looking at some of the scores around the area on our little devices. Remind you, tomorrow night, Jim and I will emanate from Allen East High School as the Mustangs will invite over the Hardin Northern Polar Bear. If that JV game starts at 5 or not, it probably does. I don't remember. I didn't look. A lot of games on Saturday night, they're starting at 5 o'clock, which is nice for the road teams. Allen East tonight tied at the half with Lipsick at 26. St. Mary's goes to the half, leading Shawnee 36-11. Another shock. Wildcats will get the rock first here. Quarter, as I said, brought to you by Roof Lumber Office. Roof Law Office, not Lumber Office. Out top, here's the long bomber. Will not go down that time by Quay. Rebound pulled down by Walpock. Just starting the third quarter here. Ball comes across half court with Bauer. Quickly across to Rogers. Being very deliberate. At the high post, it goes to Goulet. Turns around, backs it up. Trying to find it inside, and they do. He gets a Seafrain. Off the window, up and in. I can see how he's the leading scorer. He gets down there in that box and wants the ball.
Well, it's a nice little sequence there. Very good patience by the Redskins. Got the layup now. Back up to a 12-point lead for Wapentetta, 31-19. We put him into the third quarter.
Here's Lawrence. Down low to Gunner Stout. He lost the ball on the floor, but they get it back. Here's Lawrence with a three. No. Rebound comes down to the Wildcats. Stout gets it. Back out top to Jolliffe. Down low to Stout. He's double-teamed, and the ball's taken away. Here's Bauer. Back across to Goulet, then right side. Then they go inside again to Seifring. And Payne does a good job of not allowing that ball to come down, knocks it out.
Yeah, bats the ball away from behind. It's going to stay with the Redskins. 6-4 to play in the third quarter. 31-19, your score on the Lumber Radio scoreboard. Redskins on top of the Wildcats.
There, another great out-of-bounds play. Run that time, and Buchanan gets the basket. Nice screen that time by Seifring, and slipping right behind him. They get the nice high percentage shot. Here is the ball out top to Quay. 33-19, Wapak and Etta. 6:21 to go on the Root Number scoreboard. On your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing this WBL action. Here's Gunner Stout. Inside they go, and the little ball is a little high away from Jolliffe, goes out of bounds. Checking back in the game, it comes Cooper Johnston.
Number 24, Cooper Johnston.
Ninth Kenton turnover the ball game.
Inbounded and brought up the court is Wapak Kaneta. We'll have an Ace Hardware player of the game. That'll be named during post-game show. Hope you stick around for that announcement. Out top it comes to Goulet. Then they go down low yet again to Rogers. Then back out top. Here's Seifring. Dribbles in, and he's fouled. He likes to penetrate, doesn't he? He sees that a gap. Just if it's a dinky gap, he wants to take it.
Fouls on Stout. His third team first.
Robinson's going to check in for him, I believe.
Robinson checks in for Stout.
Trevor Robinson and number four, Ethan Yoder.
When Ethan Yoder come in for Gavin Payne.
Triggered in again. Let's see if they don't get the same out-of-bounds play that time. We shut it down pretty well. Here is Rogers dumping it off to Bauer. Then they go out top. Rogers down the lane off the window. No. Rebound comes down to Jolliffe. He's in a run. Spins around and resets it. Then takes it down the lane behind the back. Gets rid of it. Cooper Johnston back to Jolliffe. Cooper Johnston. Out to Lawrence for three. No. Can't buy one tonight. That was almost all the way down. Here's Bauer. Skips it across the left side. Boy, what a pass to Bob Buchanan. He's got it yet again. They go inside. We're going to get a foul on Robinson.
Yeah, good fundamental sequence again for Wapakoneta. They set a good screen. The little down pick there. Good strong post that forces Robinson to foul. Third foul on Kenton. Second team foul on Kenton. First on Robinson. 5:02 to play in the
quarter.
Third quarter
checks in.
Number 14, Jackson Corbin.
Quarter checks in, and they get it in. Then deep in the corner, and he's got the rock out top. He decides to take the long three. Yep. Jackson Corbin picks up his first points of the night, make it 36-19. Jolliffe down the lane, won't go, but he's fouled. Good move down the lane by Jared Jolliffe. Strong move. A couple chances here from the free throw line to pick up his eighth and ninth point possibilities. 4:49 to go here on the Root Number scoreboard. 36 Wapakoneta, 19 Wildcats. Jared Jolliffe eyes it, flies it, and off the front of the iron.
Wildcats 3 of 5 from the free throw line tonight.
Metzger kneecap in.
Metzger, number 12.
Out goes Goulet, out goes Bauer.
Stays 36-19, 17-point lead for the Redskins. The Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Second toss for Jarrett Jolliffe. Eyes it, flies it on. That one softly goes over the top and falls in. Give him eight. 36-20. Across the timeline quickly comes Metzger. They skip it left side. Niekamp likes those three balls. He takes one, no good. Rebound pulled down, shot put up. Is no good that time by Rogers. Goes out of bounds, but Wapak's going to retain it. Boy, they go after the ball and take it right to the basket.
Very aggressive. No question about that on both ends of the floor.
Niekamp will trigger in for the Redskins. A little different look this time. Seifring has it. He's going to get it back. Double team, then gets it back out top. And driving passes right side. Here's another three ball. That one will go for Niekamp. He's got two in the game, six on the night.
4 of 14 now from downtown for the Redskins. They're up 39-20, 4 of 14 to play in the third quarter.
And we got a foul called that time. Cooper Johnson made some movement towards the basket, and he's fouled by Metzger. Bryant checked in a little quickly there. He forgot to go to the scores table. He was so excited he was going to get to end the game, he went right by the scores table.
Here, Bryant, a 6'1 senior checking in.
Coach Elkert smiling a little bit. Inbounded to Jolliffe. He's down, spinning, turning. Puts up the shot. No, but he'll go back to the line. Jarrett creating there and did a good job of creating to pick up a couple of foul shots.
8 points, three rebounds for Jarrett Jolliffe. Like we said, he's Kenny Frakes Hardware Player of the Game. Bob Magner, name a Wildcat player for that recognition during our post-game show.
Here's Jarrett Jolliffe, the 5'11 senior. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. He's got two in a row in this quarter. Two out of three in the quarter. He is attempting his 8th free throw of the night. Eyes it, flies it, and that's nothing but net. He's 3 out of 4 in the quarter.
First Wildcat double figures with 10 points now. 39-22, Wildcat up by 17. First midway point of the third quarter.
Carter gets it deep in the corner to Bryant, who just checked into the game. Out top to Metzger. Then right side it goes to Niekamp. Got a three the last time down. Looked like he was going to take one, but he didn't. Trying to find someone open. He backs it up a little. Lawrence on him. Niekamp hands the ball off. Loose on the floor. Lawrence does get a steal, and we got a foul called. I think that one's going to be on Corder.
Yeah, good defense there for the Wildcats. Lawrence gets a steal, and then again, Corder's diving for the loose ball. Takes out Lawrence's pins. It's going to be a foul on Wildcat. 14 foul on the Redskins. 3:39 to play in the third quarter.
Lawrence to bring it across the timeline. He's got it. Spins off to Jolliffe. Jolliffe faked the three, then penetrates. Trying to find somebody open and does find Yoder to Johnston. Back to Jared Jolliffe, then over to Lawrence. Yoder. Back to Johnston. Left side to Lawrence. Trying to look inside to the big guy, to Robinson. They do get it in, but it's stolen by Bryant. And Lawrence gets it back. Then it's loose on the floor, picked up by Yoder. To Jolliffe down the lane. Leans in and passes it off to Robinson. He tries to go up, and it's knocked out of bounds that time by Seifring. Wildcats will retain possession. Goulet will check back in for the Redskins.
Yep, outstanding interior defense by Wapakoneta. 2:53 to play in the third quarter.
Breather upcoming for Seifring. And Johnson to trigger in. Gets it out top to Lawrence. Over to Jolliffe. 2:50 to go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. Jolliffe behind back dribble. Here's Lawrence down the lane. Elbow jumper, no. Rebound comes down to Wapakoneta's Metzger. And then locked away by Lawrence. Here's Jolliffe. And he does a nice job, and we got a foul called on the floor. Did a good job of making that jump stop, which is a good fundamental thing. Picked up the foul.
Yep, we've got a player down behind the player. We're going to get a timeout here. 2:34 to play in the third quarter. Is Wapakoneta 39, Kenton 22. We'll be right back.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and the Rude Lumber timeout. A young man down for the Wapakoneta Redskins. Hope he is all right. Good training staff out there and also the coaches. Looks like it could be an upper leg or knee or something.
Yeah, just something happened behind the play.
I guess it could be anything.
I guess I just noticed that while they're getting that set inbound the basketball to our left, young man was still down and being attended to quickly now by Coach Elkert and the training staff as well. As I said, the Wapakoneta assistants out there also.
They're going to try to get him to his feet, and they do. Looks like it's a leg.
Well, again, Bob, like you said, it could be anything. A sprained ankle, you could twist your knee, it could be all sorts of things. And
yeah, left leg.
I certainly hope it's
hope he's all right.
Yeah, I hope it's not as bad as it looks right now, but being helped off the floor.
Young man is Nate Metzger. We wish him the best there. Under some the trainer there to chat with him and have him work. He's going to sit down on the end of the bench.
Again, tomorrow night around 7 o'clock or so pregame, show me Bob and I will come to you from Allen East High School. Mustangs taking on Hardin Northern. Hope you can join us for that on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Cooper Johnson will trigger in for the Wildcats, who trail 39-22. Having difficulty, gets it out to Lawrence. Quickly across, out top to Jala. Behind the back dribble, backs it up yet again. Yoder, Johnston, hit down, hands it off to Jolliffe. Jumper taken, no. Was all the way down, came back out. Rebound pulled down by Goulet. 2:16 to go here in the Root Number scoreboard. 39-22, Walpaw Canetta. Here's Niekamp with another three. Give him another one.
Three this quarter. Now for the Redskins, we got the 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 42-22, 20-point lead for Wapakoneta on the Root Number Rail scoreboard.
Here's Jolliffe. Double team, turnaround jumper, no. Rebound pulled down by Goulet. He's in a run. Across the timeline, right side it goes to Bauer. Bauer double teams, finds down low, layup, nothing but net for Bryant. Nice pass down low, and Bryant was wide open.
Yeah, Walk is in a trap and scramble up there, trying to force the game a little bit at that end of the floor. Walkman does a great job handling that. Gets a layup, 22-point lead now for Walkman. A foul on the ball on Bryant, I believe.
Yeah, Amir Bryant, his first. Wapak does a great job of finding those that are open.
Yes.
Checking in the game is Stout, Payne, and Quay. Out is Johnston, Robinson, and Yoder, I believe. Skipping it in back court is Lawrence. Did a good job to catch that so he didn't travel. Here's a long one by Payne, and he buries a big-time shot. Give him 10. He ties Jala for the scoring leadership.
First field goal of the second half for the Wildcats. Makes it 44-25, Wapakoneta.
We got a travel called on Wapakoneta. So they turn it over. The Wildcats will get it back with 1:13 to go, trailing by 19.
Eight Wapakoneta turnovers, now 10 for the Wildcats.
Lawrence across the timeline. Jala. Lawrence. And stolen by Bryant, got his hand on, got a deflection. Niekamp has it. One of those deflections again. Out top it goes to Corder. Left side here. Bryant says, I'm taking the three. Misses it. Rebound pulled down by Gunnar Stout. Jolliffe quickly ahead, spinning in the lane, out top. And left side, Payne down the baseline. The layup up and in. Nice move down the baseline. Give it 12.
The Wildcats have two players in double figures. 12-10. That drops over to 3-2 for the Cats. They trail 44-27 now. 30 seconds play in the third quarter.
Trying to find someone open. They do. Skips it across the right side. Spinning. Leaning in. Shot put up is no good that time by Corder. He did a good job of leaning up and picking up that foul. I'm not sure he had a really great looking shot, but he did pick up the foul. He'll go to the line rewarded with a couple tosses.
Team foul number three on Kenton in the third quarter. I believe that's going to be on Gavin Payne, I'm betting.
Yeah, I didn't see who they put it on.
Gunner Stout is fourth.
It's Gunner.
Yep. Well, the good news is fours are wild right now. It was 44 for Wapakoneta. 44 has four fouls.
Yeah.
First free throw up and in. Make wrecks my storyline right there. 45-27.
Yoder checks in. Good storyline there.
For one second fleeting moment, my friend.
Yeah, Jackson Corder. Eyes it, flies it. That one's nothing but net. Give him 5.25. Trifecta a couple tosses. Make it 46-27. 18 seconds to go. Lawrence. Oh, quickly ahead. Good thing Yoder turned around. Lawrence quickly right side to Jolliffe at 11. Trying to find someone open at 7. Payne down low. Out top, Lawrence faking. Then Payne. Then the right corner goes at the buzzer. That one will go. A three ball by Yoder. And the Wildcats will go to the fourth quarter down 46-30. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. Heading into the fourth quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Office. Let's look at what we have, Jim.
Wildcats 10 of 29 from the floor through three quarters, 4 of 13 from three-point land. The Redskins go 16 of 34 from the field. They're 5 of 16 from deep. 22-14 advantage for Wapping on the boards, led by Braden Goulet and Grant Bauer with 7 rebounds each. Gavin Payne has 4 for Kenton. 11 turnovers for Kenton, 8 for the Redskins. Wildcats are 6-8 from the free throw line. Wapping at 9-9.
Wapak will get the ball first. Wildcats play a little more aggressively here on defense, trapping the ball whenever they have the opportunity here. Out top in the hands of Goulet. They go a high to Seifring. Then across to Bauer. Then back to Rogers. They're playing pitch and catch. Then they go right side. Turning and spinning Goulet. Left side. Here's a long three. Yep. Give three to Seifring. Give him nine. 49-30 on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. 7:18 to go in the final quarter.
6-3 balls now for the Redskins for the ball game. We have a double dribble on Kenton. Turn number 12.
Got it on the hip there and didn't put it back on the floor.
That's disallowed.
Wildcats going to pick them up full court here. In the backcourt, Eccles has it. Across the timeline is Bauer. To Eccles. He gets it back yet again with 7 minutes to go. He's got the rock on the left side. Then back out top, it goes to Goulet. Goulet passes off the right side. The long trifecta is no good that time by Bauer. Rebound pulled down by the Wildcats. In a run by Yoder. Quickly ahead to Quay, back to Yoder. Skips to Lawrence, then to Jala, then out top to Payne. Left side it goes to Yoder. While Buck's still playing that aggressive man-to-man defense. Here is Lawrence for three, yep. Lawrence finally got one to go there. Give him three in the quarter, make it 49-33.
He's had some good looks. That one does drop now. Cuts Wapak has advantage of 16 points. Wapak's got a little full court pressure to try and mix things up a little bit. Trailing by double digits.
Yep. Quickly head pass into the hole. Layup. Nothing but net for Seifring again. Broke that press and got the quick layup. 51-33.
Second Redskin double figures. And a turnover on Kenton. And then a foul on Kenton.
Yep. Eccles got the steal. Foul called on Quay, I believe. His second.
Team 4, 5:58 to play in the fourth quarter, 51-33. Wapak on top of Kenton on the Lumber Rio scoreboard.
Cooper Johnson checks in the game.
Cooper Johnson.
Still applying that pressure. Gets it into Eccles. He's in the backcourt. Lawrence is on him very tightly. Across the timeline it comes to Bauer. Then off to Seifring. Then it goes to the backcourt. And I think we had over back. I wonder what they were waiting to call it there.
Ninth Wapak a turnover. Ball going back to Kenton, 51-33, 5:46 to play in the fourth quarter.
We'll have an Ace Hardware player of the game. Stick around in the postgame show. Hope you stick around for that. We will be naming one or two or whatever we see here tonight. Wildcats, Johnston spinning. Johnston to the hole. Layup won't go. Rebound to Jala. Down low, and they're pointing to the line and say that Wapak had it on the end line. Eccles did, so The Wildcats will trigger in under their own basket. They're going with the 1-4 low. Inbounded to Jolliffe. Gets the screen from Payne. Knocked away. Almost a good defensive play by Goulet, but was on the sideline.
Yeah, couldn't quite corral that one. They would have had a breakout there. Ball is going to stay with Kenton in the front court. 5:32 to play in this one. 51-33. Your score, the number is score. We're walking in over Kenton.
They will trigger it in from the across the way from us, about half court. Here's Lawrence, Payne, Johnston. Jolliffe penetrating behind the back dribble. Leans in, takes a shot, no good. Got his own rebound. Back up again, no, but he's fouled. Boy, he stays after it, doesn't he?
10 points, 5 rebounds with 5-11 senior. Got two free throws come up here. 5:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Foul on Bowers, second team, 7.
Jolliffe with a couple tosses here. Eisen flies and makes the first one. Give him 11.
Payne with 12. Jolliffe with 11 for Kenton. Seifert with 11. Bauer for 10 for Wapakoneta.
And Eisen flies the second one. It's no good. Rebound pulled up by Goulet. Johnston waiting for him tightly at 5:13 to go. In the fourth quarter, as we told you, brought to you by Roof Law Offices. Here's a drive. And then back off, and here's Seifring. Trying to go down low, they do, inside to Bauer. Bauer leaning in, back out top. Then left side it goes to Rogers. Seifring fakes the three, penetrates, dumps it in the left corner, then back out top. Good ball movement. Here's a long three ball, no. Rebound comes down to Bauer, who followed his shot. Back out town, yet another opportunity for the Redskins. Here's Seifring. And the ball's kicked out of bounds that time, so Walpole will trigger in yet again.
Stout and Corbin Johnson checking in for Kenton, replacing Gavin Payne and Tyson Lawrence.
Stout, number 13, Corbin Johnson.
Walpole will trigger in.
Cash Slatel checking in for Wapakoneta, 6'1 sophomore.
Okay, good job. I was asking who that was. Long three balls buried that time. Whoa.
You should know the name now, buddy. Knocked down that one, Shaddle did, and it's 54-34, and a steal by Wapakoneta.
Here up court, he comes in the hands of Rogers. Down low they go, Seifring up and in. Left side it goes to Johnston. Penetrating, down the lane, tries to put it up, and then we got a foul called.
3:59 to play in this one, 56-34. Two free throws going now for Cooper Johnston. Goulet at the foul. Eighth team foul, whopping up. Fourth on Goulet.
Yeah. 3:59 to go. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. Johnston with a point. His first on the night. Second toss for Johnston. Eyes it, flies it, and that's off the iron. Rebound pulled down that time by Buchanan. Eccles in the backcourt. Left side to Niekamp, and he gets it back to Eccles. Then they go right side to Quarter. They're going to run a little clock here with 3:42 to go. Penetrating, the drive to the basket is no good by Quarter, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line.
Redskins 9-9 from the free throw line. 15 foul on Kenton, second on Cooper Johnston.
Eyes in, flies it, nothing but net. Good shot that time by Quarter. Give him 6.
3:36 left in this one. 57-35. Redskins on top.
Second one is missed, and rebound comes down to Johnston. Down the lane, layup up and in on a nice driving move by Yoder.
Give him 5 points now, Bob. 20-point lead for Wapakoneta, 57-37. Nice job there by Ethan Yoder in transition.
Yep. Then we got a charge called. on Walpaw Kinetta. It looks like that one's going to be on Niekamp.
Yeah, and pivoting through a trap there. Good job defensively by Kennedy. That's Cooper Johnson and Tyson Lawrence. Okay, trap in the corner.
Bobcats will get it on the charge and trail by 20. Here's Johnson out top. Yoder. Across to Lawrence. Then down low inside. Gunner Stout up. Won't go. Good looking shot taken that time. Just wouldn't drop. Here's Eccles. In the backcourt. Dribbles behind the back. Skips right side. Niekamp says, I'll take another three. Won't make this one. Rebound comes down in a run by Yoder. Gets it out top, and it's stolen by Corder. He goes the other way. He takes it and passes off. Shot put up will not go down that time by Schladel. And here comes Yoder quickly up to Johnson with 2:33 to go, 57-37. Gunner Stout down in the lane, gets the rock. Turnaround layup, no. Rebound pulled down by Corder. Gunner got another good look.
Yep. Good job getting the ball in the block. Just couldn't quite finish. Redskins going to improve to 8-5 in the season, 2-3 in the league with their third straight win. Wildcats here, barring a strong finish in the final 2 minutes, are going to lose their eighth straight and fall to 3-10, 2-3 in the league.
Eccles gets a driving layup and make it 59-37. 2:05 to go. Here's Lawrence. Turnaround jumper in the lane. No. Rebound pulled down by Corder. Eccles. And a timeout taken get subs in.
Yeah, we'll get one too. 1:53 to play in the ballgame. 59-37. Walking on top of Kenton. We'll be right back.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School after the Root Number timeouts, allowing quite a few players to get into the game. Looks like Payne and Johnston and Robinson and Jolliffe and Quay. And who did I forget? Oh, I got them all. Ball's out top to Slatel. Down the lane, the shot put up is blocked that time by Payne. He's in a run. Quickly ahead and trying to save the ball was Quay. He hustled down, tried to save it, just a tiny bit out of bounds.
1:36 to play in this one, 59-37. Now Redskins the basketball, the 22-point lead.
Eccles across the timeline, Jolliffe on him. Out top, it goes to Bryant. Ooh, lost the handle, and that's over and back.
Turn number 11 for Wapakoneta.
Triggering in is going to be Quay. Across the timeline is Jolliffe. 1:20 to go. Jolliffe off to Payne. Fakes the three. Out to Corbin Johnston. Then back to Jolliffe. Then over to Quay. Behind the back dribble. Payne. Spinning. Payne. Out. Again, out top it comes to Quay. Back off to Payne. Payne passes down low. Robinson puts it up and he's fouled. Good job by Gavin Payne to get it down low to Robinson. And Trevor's going to get a chance for a couple tosses.
57 seconds left in this one. 59-37 Redskins on top of the Wildcats.
Crow picked up that foul for Wapakoneta. Eyes and flies it. Nothing but net for Trevor Robinson, the 6'4 junior. His first points of the night.
So he's in the books.
Opportunity yet again for the 6'4 junior. Eyes and flies that one. No. Rebound comes down to Bryant. He's in the backcourt and he brings it across the timeline. He's in a run. Deep in the corner goes to Schladel. Then out top to Eccles. With 45 seconds to go. Bryant, he double dribbled. Down the lane, shot put up, reverse layup, no. Rebound shot put back up again, no, by Schlatter. Now another one up, and that one will go down. Redderer got that one up a couple times. It wouldn't go down, but he's going to the line, the 6'6 junior.
Two throws coming out here for the Redskins. Final 34 ticks in this one, 59-38. Bobcat on top of Kenton.
At the free throw line, Deacon Redderer, the 6'6 junior. Eyes it, flies it, and no good. Second toss upcoming. Spins the ball. And lets it fly. That one's no good. Rebound by Jolliffe. Across the timeline he comes. Behind the back dribble. Down low to Robinson. And Bryant double teams, but Robinson gets it back. Out top, Johnston for three. Corbin Johnston, the freshman, with the trifecta.
His first bucket of the night, 59-41 now. Redskins on top. And
Bryant
gets fouled, 10 seconds left.
Bryant brought across two guys on him, and he was fouled, and I believe he will be going to the free throw line.
Shooting the one-on-one, 9 seconds left in this one. Fouls beyond Jolliffe. Jarrett with his third foul, team seventh.
He's got 11, 12 for Payne. Bryant eyes and flies it and misses it. Rebound comes down to Crow. He goes back up, no. Got another one up, no. Rebound goes down out of bounds. It's going to stay with Redskins with 4.3 seconds to go in the game.
Kind of sums the game up there. The Wildcats check out perfectly on the rebound, but no one goes gets the ball. And Wapkin, that guy's a little bit quicker, gets the rebound, and they still maintain possession here for the final 4 seconds.
Here's a shot that's no good. Rebound comes down, and we got a final here. Wapak wins the game, 59-41. We'll be back.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has 3 locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
New year, new you? Freshen up your look with new styles from our boutique, located inside the Depot No. 9. We offer sizes for all body shapes that keep you looking beautiful and feeling comfortable. The Depot No. 9 boutique has long sleeve and short sleeve tops, sweaters, cardigans for layering, and buttery soft leggings in sizes 2 through 22. The Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square is here for you.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School in the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital post-game show, and the Wildcats go down yet again, Jim, 59-41.
A Wildcats going to fall 3-10 in the year, 2-3 in the Western Bucket League. They've lost their last eight games right now. Redskins are 8-5, 2-3 in league action. They've won three in a row. Final numbers look like this. Wildcats shoots 44%, 21-48 from the field. They're 7-21 from deep. Wildcats held a 35% shooting, 13-37, 6-15 from downtown. Plus 10 on the boards for Wapakoneta, a 33-23 edge for the visitors. 8 rebounds each for Grant Bauer and Braden Goulet. 6 rebounds for Jarrett Jolliffe, 5 for Gavin Payne, 4 for Ethan Yoder for the Wildcats. 16 Kenton turnovers, 11 for the Redskins. From the foul line, Wapakoneta goes 10-14. Kenton 9-14 from the charity stripe.
Let's look at the scoring tonight for Wapakoneta, who, as Jim mentions, improves to 8-5 on the year, 2-3 in the league. They had, I believe, 9 players score tonight. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Very good, Bob. 2 points tonight by John Buchanan. 4 points apiece, or 2 points also for Amir Bryant. 4 points apiece for Goulet and for Eccles. 6 tonight for Zach Rogers. Then we jump to 9 tonight for Zach Niekamp. He had 3 of those trifectas. Then we jump to 2 players in double figures. 10 tonight for Grant Bauer, and leading the Wapakoneta Redskins in scoring is Caden Seifring with 13. For the Wildcats, who fall to 3-10 on the season, 2-3 in the league, they had 9 people score. 1 point apiece for Trevor Robinson and for Cooper Johnston. 2 points tonight for Gunnar Stout. 3 players with 3 points apiece. That would be Corbin Johnston. That would be Kobe Quay. That would be Tyson Lawrence. Then we jump to 11 points tonight, 2 in double figures, 11 for Jarrett Jolliffe. And our Ace Hardware player of the game was the leading scorer tonight for the Wildcats with 12, and that would be Gavin Payne.
How'd the JV game turn out, Bob?
JV game was won by the Redskins 56-33. Remind you that you hope you join us tomorrow night. We're going to emanate from Allen East High School. It's going to be the Polar Bears coming to the Mustang Den, taking on Allen East. We'll tell you, as Jim said, in the JV game, 56-33 for Wapak. Like to thank Shane and Devin back at the station. And as always, a great job by Jim Holman. This is Bob Simmons saying good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for high school boys basketball as Kenton took on Wapakoneta. Let's thank our sponsors for making that possible here on WKTN. Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, West Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Wilson Sporting Goods, Cesta Transport, Edward Jones, Cal Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 at Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office. Join us again tomorrow at 7:30. We'll have a tip-off of Hardin Northern and Allen East in high school boys basketball.